welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 37. I'm your host, Sid Souter. And as you can probably hear, I am back to a recording in a hotel room. So no fancy microphones, just my voice and a aging PowerBook. So there you go. We started things off this week with a track by the Field Mice, the song If You Need Someone. And that is, I guess, a compilation of, I think, everything they ever recorded, released in 1998. On Shinkansen Records or something similar to that. Somehow that's a band that I've missed, and I just caught up with them, and that album is stuck in my iTunes forever and ever now. Fantastic music. I've got a whole lot of music because I haven't done one of these in a while, and I'm going to try to pack in a little more than usual, so can't bear with me. Let's go ahead and continue on, though. Something from the new Jeremy Innick CD. This comes out October 17th on his own label, Lewis Hollow. The album's called World Waits, and this is the song Been Here Before. It is totally and completely over the top, and you should feel guilty if you like it. I kind of feel guilty.
Been here before. There is something in the air this time. Now I wanna give away what I take and back. Stay alone.
is Electra Lane with the song Love Builds Up from the album The Power Out. That came out in 2004 on 2 Pure Records, a band out of Brighton, England that I know very little about, but I know that I love that album, and I should hunt to see if there's something new coming out or make sure they're still around. Before that was some Jeremy Innick with the song Been Here Before off the new album World's Waits. World Waits, coming out October of 2006, and folks are waiting for that one, and I hope they'll be happy. I don't like it nearly as well as the first album. In fact, it's kind of over the top and cheesy in some places and a little understated and boring in others. So there's my quick capsule review. Coming up next, I have something from the Vaselines, and this is off of their compilation, The Way of the Vaselines, that I picked up a couple weeks ago. I'm going to play the song You Think You're a Man. And I'm a big fan of that. It came out on Sub Pop in 92, and of course this little band from Scotland had already broken up by the time they became famous thanks to Kurt Cobain and Nirvana, and Nirvana covered 3 of their songs, which, you know, is about, you know, 25% of the recorded output or something, so that means something. Anyway, this is the song So You Think You're a Man by the Vaselines.
as much as she'd like to believe, she's leading a brand new wave. That uniform that she wears, I see it on the street every day. She looks heavenward and struggles to find the right cliche. You've got to find your own space. Have a nice day.
That is The Pursuit of Happiness with the song She's So Young off their debut album Love Junk that came out in 1988 on Chrysalis Records. Am I digging way back in the archives for that? Not really. I just got it this week. That's how the podcast works. Every week you get to hear what I buy. Whatever I am inspired to pick up or find in the cheap discount bins is something that we're going to sample together. And if it's good, great, we're all winners. If it's bad, well, you got to suffer through it because I did, but you didn't at least pay for it, where I probably got stuck paying $6.99 for it. That is definitely a winner, though, and showing why the late 80s had such a wonderful music scene when alternative still meant something. And that goes out to all the people in my life who are much too young. Coming up next, I've got something by Pelle Karlberg. I played something from him a few weeks ago, and I told you at the time I was going to buy everything he'd ever released. Well, I have. And thanks to the folks at Darla Records, I am now in possession of everything now. His Labrador release record that came out in November of 2005. This is the song, Mind the Gap.
I took the commuter train through the Swedish summer rain, when suddenly the female driver used her little mic with delight, and she said,
"We have a beggar on board. Do not give him any money. I have asked him repeatedly to stop begging and to leave the train. I repeat, do not give the beggar any money. Do not give money.
I wanted to tell her the sun burns. Give the poor man the coins I had, but I did nothing. Not a silk tree and nothing. Glued down to the ground, and I think that everybody else just did the same. We all did nothing. Not a silk tree and nothing. Glued onto the ground, and I think it's sad to see how people look away. I took my oldest boy to school, but to fly belly brand new. Classroom made me feel mighty strange, but then I thought that things must have changed when the teacher said,
"So, in this school, the children will be given the opportunity to develop interest outside the regular teaching subjects. Afternoons, the girls can take dancing class, and the little boys can go outdoors and play bandy.
I wanted to ask her what she meant, if she had a brain made of cement. A silk tree and nothing. Glued onto the ground, and I think that everybody else just did the same. We all did nothing. Not a silk tree and nothing. Glued onto the ground, and I think it's sad to see how people look.
What do I do without you? out into the street. And the wind began to blow, and all the trees began to bend. And the world, in its cold way, started coming alive. And I stood there like a businessman, waiting for a train. And I got ready for the future to arrive. And I sang, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do without you?
That is the Mountain Goats with the song Woke Up New off their new album Get Lonely that came out on 4AD Records August 22nd of this year. And John Darnielle knows how to write a song, doesn't he? This album is good. It's like the other Mountain Goats albums. The production may be better. The songs may not scream quite as much as they have in the past, but the writing, I think, is even better. And I caught them a couple of weeks ago with my friend Catherine, and it was a very good show, and I would follow him around if I could. Coming up next, I guess, is last. I'm going to play a track from This Will Destroy You. This is from the Young Mountain EP that it was just re-released on Magic Bullet Records on June 6th, I think, this year. San Marcos, Texas band. That's somewhere in between Austin and San Antonio, though I guess they'd probably claim it to be a Austin suburb, because no one wants to be associated with San Antonio except for Ozzy and the Alamo. I'm gonna play the song I Believe in Your Victory. So I'd like to thank you for listening to the Too Much Rock podcast. It was number 37. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on Too Much Rock, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Thank you very much for listening. This is This Will Destroy You.